From Midnight Come Again. Jim couldn't imagine the combative, unsentimental Kate Shugak he knew, softened by song. There was a box of photographs on the kitchen table. He leafed through them with the feeling that he'd seen them somewhere before. It took a minute before he remembered where, all over her grandmother's kitchen walls. Kate must have taken them as her legacy after Ekaterina died. She'd certainly given everything else away, including the house. He pulled out a chair and sat down to leaf through them. They were a record of family and park history, baby pictures, grade school and high school graduation pictures, wedding pictures, anniversary pictures, potlatch pictures. A few looked as if they had been cut from posters on post office walls, and given the size of Kate's extended family, probably were. He thought he recognized Kate in a beaming little girl with laughing hazel eyes, a mass of black, tangled hair, and chubby knees. He'd never seen her beam like that. It unnerved him, somehow, that she could have been a child like any other. Silly. He'd been a child like that, everyone had. Why would Kate be set apart, dissimilar, sprung full-grown from the brow of Zeus? He gave himself a mental shake and concentrated on the pictures. There was another of her high school graduation, thinner in the face and much more serious. She stared the lens straight in the eye, looking as if she were trying to project fearlessness and succeeding only in showing a bravado that failed to hide the apprehension beneath. Again, nothing so different from any other teenager who had wondered what the hell he or she was supposed to do now. He remembered his own panic at the realization that the days of the parental safety net were numbered, that in ascending the stage to receive his diploma, he was also taking steps to assume the sole responsibility for his actions, of cooking his own meals, washing his own clothes, making his own bed, paying his own rent. He was lucky. He'd always wanted to be a cop, which put him one up on many classmates who were still dithering between majoring in philosophy and electrical engineering. Knowing what he wanted to do was no guarantee of a job in that field, however, and he knew it. By the time he had his college degree, he was much more confident of his ability to fend for himself. So was Kate. Her college graduation picture had attitude in spades, chin up, shoulders back, eyes confident, even arrogant. The picture of a woman who had found a calling, who was on her way up the ladder and who knew it. The last picture he found was of Kate and Jack Morgan. It was at Bobby and Dinah's wedding the previous August, where Kate had acted as best man and maid of honor and, he recalled with a shudder at the last minute, midwife. When it was all over and she was making motions toward stepping in as the cleanup crew, too, Jack had picked her up, tossed her over his shoulder, grabbed up a sleeping bag, and disappeared into the woods, from which they had not emerged until morning. The picture was taken from the side, with their faces turned toward the camera. Kate's long black braid was falling over her face, from behind which she was pretending to be angry. Jack was laughing and about to give her an admonitory slap on the behind.